The Universe in a Nutshell by Stephen Hawking. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
I hadn't expected my popular book, A Brief History of Time, to be such a success. It was on the London Sunday Times bestseller list for over 4 years, which is longer than any other book has been, and remarkable for a book on science that was not easygoing. After that, people kept asking when I would write a sequel. I resisted because I didn't want to write Son of Brief History or A Slightly Longer Brief History of Time, and because I was busy with research. But I've come to realize that there is room for a different kind of book that might be easier to understand. A Brief History of Time was organized in a linear fashion, with most chapters following and logically depending on the preceding chapters. This appealed to some readers, but others got stuck in the early chapters and never reached the more exciting material later on. By contrast, the present book is more like a tree. Chapters 1 and 2 form a central trunk from which the other chapters branch off. The branches are fairly independent of each other and can be tackled in any order after the central trunk. They correspond to areas I've worked on or thought about since the publication of A Brief History of Time. Thus, they present a picture of some of the most active fields of current research. Within each chapter, I've also tried to avoid a single linear structure. In 1980...